Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for September 8th. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will honor retiring Deputy Chief Billy Hens and welcome Detective Lieutenant Andre Jackson to that post. The board will also hear an update on the airport water and sewer improvements and the Provolis project. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall and can also be viewed online. That Walkemaw's regularly scheduled board meeting has been postponed to September 16th. Talis Jeremiah Vereen has been formally charged with the February murder of Irvin Hakeem Johnson near Tabor City. Vereen was arrested on unrelated charges days after Johnson was killed. He has been in custody since that time. We have much more on this story on our website. Whiteville police arrested a man on Thursday for attempted murder after he allegedly slashed another man on J.K. Powell Boulevard. Altrell Baldwin, age 23, was held under no bond. He is charged with attempted murder after he allegedly attacked James Walters. The victim was transported by private vehicle to Columbus Regional. Baldwin was arrested a short distance away on MLK Drive. County Commissioner Giles Betty Byrd is out on $500 bond on a charge of misdemeanor larceny from Bladen County. Byrd, age 76, allegedly took a 5-gallon bucket of hydraulic fluid from a location in Tar Heel on August 31st. He was taken into custody on September 2nd. Two men were jailed on drug charges after a traffic stop on Old Lumberton Road at U.S. 701. Johnny Hall and Bradley Creech were arrested after complaints about speeding and suspicious activity led to enhanced patrols by the sheriff's office in that area. We have more on the arrest at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Kalani Kendall Josephina and Sophia Melvin will be eulogized in a memorial service Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Worthington Funeral Home in Chaburn. The four sisters died in a structure fire on North Colony Road. No adults were present at the time. The girl's father, Patrick Ellis, said a funeral service and interment will be held at a later date. The structure fire is the deadliest in more than a century here and has made national headlines. A graveside service will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. for a local veteran, and the public is invited. Corby Ward served in the United States Marine Corps in Vietnam. When Angela Norris discovered Ward's only kin could not help with his final arrangements, Norris and volunteers with Veterans Memorial Park stepped up to help. All veterans and the public are invited to attend the service at Peacock Funeral Home at 1227 Madison Street, Whiteville, on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Thursday is the 24th anniversary of the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. A memorial service will be held at 8:30 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park, 6354 James B. White Highway South of Whiteville. The public is welcome. The Museum of Science is celebrating its 25th year. Originally the Museum of Forestry, the landmark was brought under the wing of the Museum of Science to allow broader opportunities. A reception supporting new projects at the museum will be held September 11th. Tickets are $60. Contact the Museum of Science for more information. September 13th starts a new season of flock swaps at Greganus Farm Store. There's no cost to participate. You can bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, or trade. Or you can get a head start on your own flock and herd. The swap will be held from 9 until 1 at the Farm Store on Madison Street. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.